Power Hour Nation. So good to be with you. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Power Hour Radio Show. ThePowerHour.com, ThePowerMall.com are two great websites. Uncle Kevin's riding shotgun.
Morning. Another great day in America.
I am your honored host, Daniel Brigman. We have a couple guests today. We're Joseph Meyer. It had been a long time since we had him on. We had him on last week. We're going to have him on again.
I like him. I like him.
Oh, I like Joseph. I like, there's a lot to discuss.
Yeah. Oh, God. Yeah. Silver and gold went up.
Silver, you know, last week he told you, look out for, I mean, silver's been up like a dollar and a half since last time he was on.
And I picked up some just before it went up.
That's very good.
That was excellent. And did I pick it up from?
Gotta be Mike.
It's gotta be Mike.
River City Coins.
And he went in and he treated me right.
Yes. Yes, he does. That's why I like
Mike. That's why I like Mike. Love him.
Absolutely. Wayne Elliott will be here, our favorite Canadian.
Oh, yeah. We're gonna go oot.
The greatest Canadian since Wayne Gretzky.
Yeah, I'd have to say that. Yeah. Crack shot. All around good guy.
They think Wayne Gretzky's the greatest Canadian ever.
Ever. So do I. There ain't no doubt.
There you go. There you go, ladies and gentlemen.
There ain't no doubt in my mind.
It must be true. Uncle Kevin thinks it, so it must be true. We're going to do news, and then we'll have those guests. So hang on. Here we go. Pentagon, U.S. has withdrawn from 5 bases in Afghanistan after Taliban agreement. So this talk about we're going to withdraw from Afghanistan.
Looks like it's happening.
Maybe it's close to the election, so Trump can say, look, I'm withdrawing from Afghanistan.
Put it back, you know.
Maybe. Yeah. I don't know.
Don't go too far, boys. Don't come home. Just go. Another
go to Iraq.
Go to Iraq.
Take a vacation at the Nile River.
Yeah, you can hang out down there
in Egypt. The Defense Department announced Tuesday the troops have withdrawn from the 5 bases. Pentagon Chief Spokesman Jonathan Hoffman said in a statement, quote, U.S. forces in Afghanistan remain in the mid-8,000s. So we have 8,000 Americans over there. And 5 bases formerly occupied by U.S. forces have been transferred to our Afghan partners. So what does that mean? So basically, the soldiers are staying there, but the bases are now owned by our Afghan partners.
Must be. I don't, you know.
I didn't know we had Afghan partners.
I didn't know either. I would be like Klaatu in the 1951 movie.
But who?
The data earth stood still.
Yeah.
As long as you get along in that region, we will leave you alone. As soon as you make some trouble, we will turn you to cinders. That's what, if I was president, that's what I would say to...
Well, they'll never get along.
Well, then they're turned to cinders.
Boy, you were pretty violent this morning.
I am.
Why you just leave them alone? Let them just let
no,
them
they don't
let them
stay
alone.
Alone.
What do you mean they don't stay alone? How do they not stay alone? How do they... bleed over into us?
They train
us?
People and send them out.
Well, that's, do we let them in the country? I mean, that's...
Yeah, I'm just saying.
Let me continue this quote. We maintain the capabilities and authorities necessary to protect ourselves, our allies, and partners, and U.S. national interests. Oh, yeah. I bet you do, Mr. Hoffman.
That's right.
We will continue to execute our counterterrorism mission while simultaneously supporting the 38-nation NATO Resolute Support Train Advise Assist mission. Did this guy say this off the top, or did he write this?
I have no idea.
Boy, and Afghan National Defense and Security Forces as they work to secure peace in the country. That's a quote by him. Boy, he's like a robot.
Sounds like it.
African President of Burundi. Did you hear this? Did you hear about the African President of Burundi?
No.
He called COVID a hoax.
He's my new favorite African.
Well, hang on.
Oh.
He expelled the WHO.
I like that.
Got him out.
Yeah. You got to go.
And then he was suddenly found dead.
Oh.
It's terrible.
I didn't like. Oh, man.
Well, this long, short-lived was your
my hero.
Your hero.
My new hero. It's gone.
While the people of Western world occupy themselves wearing masks, pointing fingers, and using so much hand sanitizer, it literally kills them, the big world of geopolitics still ticks along, following the same tired old pattern with only slight variations. Here's a little summary of his recent history. The president of Burundi, Pierre Nkurunziza.
A little French in there.
Maybe. I don't know. It's hard to... Anyway, dismissed COVID as nonsense. Then he was vilified in the Western press. Then the president of Burundi says, okay, I'm going to double down, and I'll just kick the World Health Organization out also.
Bad move.
the President Brundy died suddenly of a heart attack.
Oh.
You know, they got that, little satellite,
little spray that they spray on you. And
the new president immediately reversed his predecessor's COVID-19 policies.
Oh. Well, that tells you everything.
Tells you a lot. Yeah. I don't know if it tells you everything. Tells you a lot. Hospitals told to send coronavirus data to Washington and not the CDC. Now we know the CDC. Yeah, right. I think this is positive. We know the CDC is a privately owned organization. It's basically
for profit.
It's basically a front group for the pharmaceutical
companies. That's exactly right. For profit.
The new, faster, and complete data system is what our nation needs to defeat the coronavirus. You say this is a good thing.
Yeah.
What if this is used to basically contact trace?
It's a bad thing.
Well, you switch faster than Burundi lost his life, the president of Burundi.
I know which side my bread is buttered on.
I told you, or no, I was on the interview with Dr. Group. You weren't here.
But I listened. I was listening.
Okay, did you hear the story about the pizza restaurant?
It refreshed my memory.
Okay, getting pizza with my mother-in-law.
Yeah.
Go to buy the pizza. She says, I go to order. She says, what's your phone number?
Oh, yeah, I heard it. Yeah.
My phone number. What do you want my phone number for? Normally people,
that's what you get when you order online.
Takeout. Takeout or something. Yeah, they want your phone number, so they'll just text you or whatever.
Yeah.
I'm thinking, and that's kind of new that they, you know, then they get your phone number and they text you all the time and
that's
all
right.
that, whatever.
They sell your information and make a fortune.
So you can stop, you can just tell the people, no, I'll just take one of the old style little beepers. Anyway, point being, she says, what do you want my phone number for? I'm going to stay right here. I'm right here. You just tell me when the pizza's ready. Oh, well, the CDC wants it. CDC wants it. Yeah, for, you know, health information and stuff like that.
Ain't giving it.
You know, for contact tracing. That's where I said that. And then I told her that, I'm not paying. I'm paying with cash now.
Yeah.
I'm not paying with my credit card.
And I'm not giving you my number.
And you're not getting my phone number, by the way.
That was good.
Michael Caputo, Assistant Secretary for Public Affairs of the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, said in a statement to NBC News that it would be a faster system. This is going to be a faster system. Faster than what?
Faster than what, yeah.
He said the CDC has about a one-week lag in reporting hospital data. That's because they got
it
manipulated.
Yeah, it's all phony data.
It gives them a week to manipulate it.
Yeah, exactly.
The people are dead and buried. Then nobody cares.
Yeah.
Two weeks. Then they just waft the numbers.
The numbers.
And you can never.
Then they can never count it.
Then
they multiply that by 15. That's exactly right.
An historic move.
Okay.
North Carolina. I love North Carolina, the state of North Carolina.
It's a beautiful state. Beautiful.
I'm one of the prettiest
nation. I agree.
Prettiest I've ever been to.
Beautiful.
Anyway. North Carolina City approves reparations for black residents.
Oh, my gosh.
An extraordinary move. The Asheville City Council, Asheville, another gorgeous city, has apologized for the North Carolina City's historic role in slavery, discrimination, and denial of basic liberties to black residents. And voted to provide reparations to them and their descendants. There was a vote. There's seven people in the council. What do you think the vote was?
7-0.
7-0. You got that. Hundreds of years of black blood spilled that basically filled the cup we drink from today, said one of the councilmen.
I think a simple injunction would stop that immediately. They don't have the authority to do that.
Well, let me continue reading. It's simply not enough to remove statues. Statues of who? I mean, they don't, you know, this guy doesn't say statues of who. So who are we going to remove statues of?
It was Frederick Douglass they did.
Yeah, it's Abraham Lincoln. We're getting rid of Abraham Lincoln.
Yeah.
Thomas Jefferson.
Yeah, for sure.
We got to remove Thomas Jefferson's statue.
Yeah, exactly.
God almighty.
I hope the people rise up and say, heck no.
Black people in this country are dealing with issues that are systemic
That's
in nature.
Nonsense the for the most part.
Well, everybody's dealing with systemic problems.
Yeah, everybody is.
The unanimously passed, here's what it does. The unanimously passed resolution does not mandate direct payments. Instead, it will make investments in areas where black residents face disparities. So what does that mean? They're going to build a ping pong table where in the poor section of town?
They might.
And charge...
$400,000
for it.
Taxpayer. Yeah. I think you hit something there.
I'd like to follow this.
Yeah, let's
I'd
do
like
it.
To know where
yeah,
this money
where it goes.
I want to hear what the what this
it's going back. It's going out the back door to Rufus and his buddies. That's where that money's going.
Who'd you say, Todd? We have a caller. What's Diana in Belize? Wow, she's in a foreign country. Let's get right
wow.
to her.
Excellent.
Diana
yeah,
Belize.
This is
Hi, you're live. What's on your mind?
Yeah. And the
Hi.
State of Texas is coming after my. So I'm Belize. Hello. I'm a happy sir for the Queen of England now in Belize. But I'm very encouraged because Law Corner on YouTube teaching cut. And he's been filing legal things and having a lot of success in the U.S.
You're cutting.
You're cutting
Todd,
out.
Todd, can you.
And,
is that her? What's going on here?
Yeah.
Okay, Diane, hold on. You're cutting in and out. I really want to hear what you got to say. Hold on. I don't know if you're on a cell phone or what. Try to say it again, and try not to move if you're on a cell phone. Go ahead. No, we're losing her.
I'm out of the country because to keep my family safe.
Yeah, we just.
Yeah, you have to call back some other day or go outside and call back or something.
Yeah, I would like to hear what you have to say,
Diane. I would definitely like to hear what you have to say. Definitely love to hear what you say.
But I don't know what happened there. But call back
like
if you had a I don't know, be in a better cell area or something. I don't know, Dan. Call back when you can.
Mm-hmm.
Behavioral Reeducation Camp School District produces video of what a return to school looks like. This is from the Activist Post. Now, this discussion about are we opening school or we're not opening school, this has been kind of a back and forth, a big debate.
Big debate.
The debate about opening schools in the fall is heating up. Sadly, it has already become a partisan issue. Liberals have taken the stance that it's not safe to reopen schools while blasting conservatives who seem to really want schools to reopen. Uncle Steve, my other uncle, he said that a study, I think out of Sweden, says that children almost
never get it.
Almost never get coronavirus and they can't pass it.
They can't pass it,
Which tends to give
reopen school
even more credence to what Dr. Sherry Rogers says about your lungs and the ACE2 receptors.
That's right.
Because children don't have a lot of those because they're not, I mean, they haven't had 40 years of bad diet.
Yeah, exactly.
Whatever side you're on, if schools do reopen, kids will be subjected to an insane regimen of new distancing and safety measures.
Well, maybe not.
I've heard a couple states, North Carolina, I've heard they have options for 2 days of school on, 3 days off. Explain to me.
If they do that, Trump should withhold their money.
Explain to me why it's safe to go to school 2 days but not 5 days.
It's ridiculous.
I mean, explain that to me.
I can't.
That's the dumbest. About the damn dumbest thing I've ever heard.
It's the teachers union not wanting to go to work. They like being off.
2 days in North Carolina, you can have the option. You can either do all online school or you can go to school 2 days. Mm-hmm. Off three. If it's safe to go to school 2 days, how in the world is it not safe to go to school 5 days?
I'm with you.
And while they're at school, they have to wear a mask. I've heard Utah, same thing. K through 12, mask all the time. So that's two states that I know of for sure have already said this.
Yeah. It's just so.
Can you explain to me? How is it safe to go to school 2 days but not 5 days?
There's no explanation for idiocy.
I don't even want to read the rest of this article. This is getting my Agent Orange up.
Move on.
Well, now, I'm curious, though.
I'm not. They're idiots.
Here, let me skip down to the bottom.
Okay, all right.
Not surprisingly, many parents are having a hard time with this. You think?
Well, stand up and do something about it.
What would you like parents to do?
You're opening up. You're taking our kids 5 days a week, and they ain't wearing a face mask, and they're not social distancing. We're going by what Sweden had to say. The WHO has been wrong over and over and over and over, and I got a little article about it.
Let's do that story next. Let me finish this. Okay. Comments to these images on Facebook give you a solid idea how uncomfortable all of this makes many people. Quote, this will take half of the school day, meaning the training and the PPE and the, you know, you go outside, then you kind of come back in, then you got to, you know, hose down and like a hazmat. What's it mean? Andromeda Strain.
Yeah, Andromeda Strain. Yeah, instead of all that hazmat stuff, they'll have a weed blower. They can blow the germs off the kids as they walk through the door.
Or they can bathe in a antiseptic solution.
Yeah.
Some parents applaud the measure in the name of safety. See, that's the problem, because a lot of parents are okay with this.
Yeah. Well, they're uneducated.
Well, see, I think parents, how long have I been saying this for, ladies and gentlemen? If you're not considering, here's what I will say. I'm not saying everybody can. Everybody's in a situation too.
Right, they can't.
If you're not considering, or at least running the idea through your mind in your life to get your kid out of public school, you might be a bad parent. I'm just going to tell you right now. But I'm not saying you understand what I mean by that. You know, sometimes you can't. Sometimes you're in a situation or whatever. I get that. If you're not at least considering it in your mind, you maybe need to stop and take a second to reevaluate.
That's right.
This.
Rethink it.
For many reasons.
Rethink.
And this is just another reason.
What they teach you. It's terrible.
Go ahead and let's hear your story.
Fauci urges U.S. to repair broken ties with the WHO.
What, has he been to Burundi lately?
He did. He did leave the country for 2.5 days. I wonder what he was doing.
Did he go meet with the president of Burundi?
He might have. He might have. Yeah. During a vital address to students at Georgetown University, the director of the National Institute for Allergy and Infectious Disease, Dr. Anthony Fauci, urged the Trump administration to restore the ties with the World Health Organization, or the WHO. And I say why. Him and the WHO have a terrible, terrible record. Fauci and the WHO predicted in 1995 millions were going to die from the bird flu. 18 Americans got sick and went to the hospital, and 6 died. Ooh, did that sound like...
He said millions.
And he said millions.
If Joseph Meyer had the same track record that Fauci did, nobody would ever buy his newsletter.
Yeah. 2003, they said that millions of people were going to die from the bird flu. And then when all the dust settled, a total of 774 people died.
Which more people died from...
Picking their nose.
Basically slipping while they're picking their nose.
Yeah.
Falling on the concrete or something.
2009.
All right, we get the point.
We
get the point. I get it. Basically, They're off. The predictions are off.
Not by a little.
Yeah. Here's another story for you to go with the North Carolina story. Walmart, you know that.
Bastion of.
Industrial freedom.
Mm-hmm.
Walmart joins big retail peers requiring masks for U.S. shoppers.
All the time?
What? I'm going to read the story.
Okay, sorry.
Walmart, Inc. will require customers to wear masks in all of its U.S. stores to protect against the coronavirus. An admission that the nation's pandemic has reached new heights and setting up potential confrontation with customers who refuse to don them. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, I'm not wearing one.
I ain't wearing it.
I'm not wearing it. When you go to the door, you just say, I have a medical exemption.
Yeah.
If they want, and if you know, the young kid that they have up there probably running the door.
Yeah.
Says, well, you know, I can't let you say, let me talk to your manager. And I promise you, the manager is going to understand this by the ADA. Do you want the ADA to call you?
Yeah.
Hey, I'm going in this store.
Yeah.
Are you refusing service to me because I have a medical condition that will not allow me to wear this mask?
That's right. And you don't have to tell them why.
No, they're not doctors.
You have HIPAA? You have HIPAA. And I think it's $100,000 if they just, you know, if they.
The measure will go into effect starting the 20th of this month.
Well, let's go down there for the 20th.
Well, the you notice how the 20th. Okay, what's the day? The 15th?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, if this was such a vital thing,
yeah,
why wouldn't they start? Why wouldn't they start immediately? Oh, the world's coming to an end. People's lives need to be saved. We need to protect people. People can't go to school. Your kids can't go to school 2 days a week. Oh, but let's wait a week to implement it. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, it's crazy.
U.S. Chief Operating Officer Dakona. That's just, I don't know if that's a boy or a girl. Dakona Smith said in a blog post Wednesday, the retailer will replace employees dubbed health ambassadors. So Walmart has health. Walmart has health ambassadors now.
Okay.
So they're will they die?
They're going to have lawsuits too.
Near the entrance to quote remind those without a mask of the new requirements. Stores will also have a single entrance. Costco made a similar thing. I don't go to Costco anymore. Starbucks, Best Buy done this now.
While
we're certainly not the first business to acquire, we know this is a simple step. No, it's not simple.
No,
it's everyone can take for their safety. No, it's not for your safety, Dakona.
It's dog training.
No, it hurts you.
Yeah,
Rocky. Doug Rocky was on the show. You want an expert? Doug Rocky is an expert at least as high as anybody you've seen on TV. He's an expert of experts.
Mm-hmm.
Sure. You heard what Doug Rocky said about this.
Or refresh him.
About what Doug Rocky said?
Yeah.
Doug Rocky said, same thing Dr. Group said. If you're trying to use a mask to keep out viruses and bacteria, it's like having a chain link fence to stop mosquitoes.
That's exactly right.
And then all you do is breathe in the air, and if you are infected, you get an infection of bacteria right on the mask,
yep.
And you're breathing in and out, and you're lowering your oxygen levels, suppressing your immune system.
Bingo. Simple.
Dear God. Stay tuned. Joseph Meyer and a little more news on the other side. An interesting story about Kroger you're going to want to hear.
Oh, very good.
We'll be right back.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. It is more critical than ever for you to sign up for our free newsletter and our breaking news. Simply text the word Power Hour to 22828 on your mobile phone or sign up when you visit thepowerhour.com. Our website again is thepowerhour.com or text Power Hour to 22828. Together, our legacy will live on for centuries.
What in the world is this crazy Willard water?
It's a proprietary solution, and it's a water additive that was invented by my grandfather, Dr. John Willard, and hence the name Willard Water. Boosts a number of different things. We see most prominently that it's increasing the absorption, utilization, and storage of nutrients in the cells. So, for example, if people were drinking, we see a big boost in B vitamin absorption utilization. If you see it in plants, we see a big boost in their ability to absorb and retain fertilizers or nutrients in the soils. I think we see with things like microbes. If you used a microbe on soil, for example, to replenish the soil, and you sprayed our Willard water on it, go through that replenishing cycle much faster.
Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at theparamall.com. That's theparamall.com.
Break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
With dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Numana Food Storage is nutritious, is GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemicals, preservatives, or soy. And Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. Call Jay at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com.
America made just for you. Food stores, I love to eat. Yum!
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Welcome back to the Power Hour. If for some reason, you know, the situation with Rents Network, unfortunate, whatever, you know, it's just another, it's water under the bridge. It's just ridiculous. But if you would like to listen, you can always remember thepowerhour.com, our main website, but also TalkStreamsLive.com has some different podcast options. TalkStreamLive.com, which is great. We love them and work with them a lot. So TalkStream Live, you can put The Power Hour in the top, and then you'll see us. You'll see our logo, and then you'll, you got a little different podcast options. So it's not just a loop of 24 hours. Of course, our YouTube channel, ThePowerHourRadioShow.com. Please sign up for that. You know they killed our last channel, so we had to start from zero. So we're getting back up there and having some different stories and whatever. And we'll have the interview with Dr. Group up here pretty soon. So,
I loved it.
That was an amazing interview.
Yeah,
with him.
I loved it. It was great. Love Dr. Group.
Oh, Dr. Group is top shelf.
And Joseph Meyer.
And, yeah, with Joseph Meyer, we're going to talk to him in a second.
I put him in the same category as Dr. Group.
Category.
As far as likability.
Oh, no question. We like both of them.
Oh, yeah.
The Power Mall, that's where you get the great products. Harken back, was it July 15th? So June, May, April, March, 4 months, about 4 months ago, maybe a little more, about 4 months ago, we said on the show, we kind of went out there a little bit, talked about our contacts, what was coming.
Mm-hmm.
We said there's going to start being shutdowns, lockdowns, quarantine, you know, quasi quarantines. It'll be some degree in the spring. It'll open back up in the summer. And then in the fall, it'll come back and it'll be way worse.
That's what we've heard.
That's what we heard. That's what I told you 4 months ago.
Yep.
Well, that's pretty much the story is staying the same. And it's pretty much followed that. We're a lot more accurate than Fauci is. I mean, I'm not saying we've gotten everything right. I'm not saying we're 100% accurate. But I'm telling you because multiple sources that I consider good sources told us that. Four or five months ago, we started talking about this.
That is correct.
And I'm saying it again. I'm just going to stick to that framework. So please be ready. Please work on your immune system.
Yeah.
And I'm even, you know, this coronavirus, as long as you're reasonably healthy, the mortality rate is extremely low.
It's going up. Dr. Francis Boyer, creator of the Bioweapons Act, says coronavirus is made, and it's a biological weapon, and they're sending out the second half of it. Remember that story
yes.
that we did about a week and a half ago?
Yes.
So it's gonna be way worse, more.
That's
deadly.
What we are told. Now, here's some good news about that. And I'm telling you that not to scare you, but to be informed. It's some good news. I'm also told that the effect that the people who kind of orchestrated this, the effect they wanted this to have, it did not reach the effect they wanted.
No, it mutated too fast and didn't.
It fell way short.
Fell way short. Yes, absolutely.
So it fell way short. They did not get the effect they wanted.
No, they did not.
People prayed. There were a lot of prayers. There were a lot of
that. Sure helped. That
yeah.
Helped
we
a
need
lot.
To keep doing it. So
absolutely.
Keep doing those same things and just be prepared. I am getting me personally, Uncle Kevin and I have already talked about this. We're getting prepared for somewhere around 30 days that basically we go nowhere for 30 days.
Right.
I don't, will we have to do that? I do not know. I'm just telling you what we are getting prepared to do.
That is correct. And we are prepared.
So thepowermall.com, of course, all the vitamins, you know, Dr. Group, these are very important. He gave you a ton of things you can do free.
Yes.
To help you, and also a ton of supplements to get your immune system. Dr. Sherry Rogers, the phosphatidylcholine, the cod liver oil.
Yes.
All these things are absolutely essential for you to be as strong as possible. And I think if you're as strong as you can be and you have a little bit of time, that you're going to be so much better off and be able to deal with these things.
Yeah, correct.
So thepowermall.com, 877-817-9829, 877-817-9829. Also, the only place you're going to get discounted, you're not going to get discounted food storage at Numana.com. So
it's not happening.
So call because I'm here, because I love you.
That's right.
Discount for you. You call the Power Mall the Power Mall, and we'll give you a discount on Numana if you're looking for food storage, which if you're not going to get Numana, get something.
Get something.
Get something.
Everybody must be prepared.
Water filters, the DuraFlow water filters are very important. Who knows what's going to be in the water?
Yep.
It's another story altogether, but what have you. Anyway, 877-817-9829, thepowermall.com, thepowermall.com. Couple of stories. That we'll go over with, I think we'll just wait to go over these with Joseph. So let's just bring Joseph on right now. StraightMoneyAnalysis.com is the website. And he's been at this longer than most of us have been alive. Joseph Meyer, StraightMoneyAnalysis.com. We are so excited to have you on. Welcome back to the Power Hour, Joseph.
Good morning, Daniel. Good morning, Kevin. Thank you for having me as your guest on the Power Hour. Always a pleasure to visit with you and your listening audience. Thank you, Daniel.
Yes, sir. Can you explain to me, this is kind of a side note, North Carolina is now saying that they're going to have school 2 days a week. So they're going to have 2 days a week you can go to school, and then the other three you're on the internet. If it's safe to go to school for 2 days a week, why isn't it safe to go to school 5 days a week? Can you please explain that to me?
Good question. I don't have the answer. That's as honestly as I can tell it.
Okay. <we'll see. laughs> Okay. There you go. 60 years of experience on Wall Street, and he can't answer it either.
Nope.
There you go. Can somebody give me a reason why that would make any sense?
It's an enigma wrapped around a question.
I don't think there is a reason, Daniel. What's the answer?
Oh, how accurate you're in Florida. You've been looking at this, obviously, from a certain vantage point. How accurate, if this was stock market prediction, what rating would you give Fauci on his prediction accuracy?
Nothing.
No, a big nothing.
A big zero.
He hasn't been very accurate.
That's exactly right.
And he's been in, what has he been, 35 years in government? And he hasn't
got
one right ever?
I don't think anyone could be more wrong than he has. He's been wrong at every time.
And every time.
My 5-year-old could flip a coin and be more accurate than him. That's what it seems like.
We're getting the second wave. It's underway in Florida, Daniel. I was speaking to Kevin earlier during the break. We've had 15,000 new cases reported just over the weekend.
Well, the
issue
with that.
The second wave of coronavirus is now here.
The issue of that is, one, there's a huge story that a lot of 333 of the testing sites have 100% test rate, meaning 100% of the people who are tested test positive for coronavirus. 100%.
And that was down in Florida.
So that's, to say that's inaccurate, it would be an understatement. The big number that we are not seeing go up is deaths. The number of cases really don't matter. It's
irrelevant.
It's relatively irrelevant. It's the deaths, and the deaths are not spiking the same. Anyway, before we get into, I got a couple stories for you. Is there anything on your mind what's the biggest thing on your mind financially or other right now?
Well, I think the Dow is making a very important double top. We're in the process of doing that. Very hard to predict at this point when that double top will be complete. But I think you have to observe and be aware the market is selling off on these rallies. We got above 27,000 this morning in the Dow, but we couldn't hold it.
Now, I've been told that one of the reasons the stock market is up, and obviously America is pumping in from 1980, you have the, what's it called, the Emergency Act, where they can basically go in and buy stocks just to support it any way they want to. What's that act called? I can't even
remember. Monetary Control Act, the 1980, that's what it's called.
MCA, Monetary Control Act, okay.
Says the government can intervene in any market at any time for any reason, and as I'm sure you'll agree, they have done that.
Okay, another one of the reasons that the stock market is holding, when logic or anything else would tell you it shouldn't, is foreign countries, a lot of their debt is held in dollars, and they need dollars. And so in a country like Sweden, they only have a law that can only buy so many dollars from the federal government. So what they do, then they will buy stocks, they will buy equities, and if they hold them for so many days, then they can sell them for dollars. So that's a backdoor
that's
way
exactly
for them to get
right.
dollars. Explain the importance of that and the significance in keeping this the market up.
Well, I think it artificially makes the market look a lot stronger than it actually is. But I think technically this market's been weakening for quite some time. The rally we had from the recent lows is still, in my humble opinion, a counter-trend rally within the confines of an ongoing vicious bear market. So I think caution is warranted, and I think you still continue to use strength in the rally to raise cash. You move to the sidelines, Daniel.
I've had the idea come across my mind a few times that maybe we're in the beginning or middle or something or end of a melt up. And so instead of a melt down in the market, maybe it's a melt up. It's like cockroaches when they're about to die, they go nuts. Is the stock market possibly going to, maybe it'll just explode up to 50,000 in a melt up situation where it's just like, it's no other alternative and money will flow from all areas into the stock market for no reason.
We may get a final blow-off move in the Dow back to the old high, 29,568, but I give the odds of that very unlikely. I think you got money coming into the precious metals very quietly. We've had gold trade over $1,804 technically, which opens the door to challenge the all-time high of $1,930. And we've had silver get above resistance at 1850. It's currently 1972. So I think the precious metal bull is just getting underway. And quite honestly and quite frankly, we got a long way to go, Daniel.
All right, let me ask you about the precious metals, because there's two, when you talk about precious metals, to me, there's two markets. One market is the paper market and the Wall Street, where they say silver is 1972 an ounce on their paper contracts. That's one market.
That's the artificial market.
Right. Then there's the other market where you go to Mike at River City Coins and you say,
that's
I want
the real deal.
Yes, I want an ounce of silver, and here's my $19.72, and he looks at you like you're crazy.
Yep.
No, that's $27.
Right.
That's $26,
that's right.
Something like that.
If you go to Mike and ask for your Power Hour discount, he'll give you a little discount over that.
So, I mean, how significant is that? Because I've been dealing with gold and silver, not as long as you, but a little bit of time now, and so I've watched this. I haven't seen a spread quite like this in the time I've been dealing with gold and silver, which is...
Well, the spread is widening because there's a shortage of physical, Daniel. That's the simple answer. Silver is very scarce. You don't realize that till you call one of these dealers and you try to buy a sizable amount of quantity and you find out they don't have the inventory.
Well, explain to our audience. I don't know if they understand this. You call Mike. I use Mike because he's here local and we know him. And Mike charges, you know, a pretty heavy premium. People have to understand. It doesn't matter if you call Mike or Tommy in Florida or Jim in Iowa or, you know.
That's the market.
Or Joseph down in Florida.
I mean, it's everywhere.
I don't set the prices. I just tell you where I think they're going.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Basically, any reputable dealer throughout America you're calling right now, that spread is about the same, correct?
Absolutely. It's a very competitive market, Daniel.
Wow.
People are too concerned with price. What you want to be concerned with is, at the end of the day, how many ounces of silver do you own and have in your physical possession?
What's a good number to have for people?
You should be focusing on and ask yourself.
What's a good number for people to have? I mean, you know, people that don't. Some people have a lot of money. Some people have just a little money. What's a good, if you have just a little money to put into precious metals, what's a good number of silver ounces to have?
Well, you want to have at least a couple of hundred ounces.
How about percentages of your money?
Let's say you have $5,000 that you've of savings. You have $5,000 in savings.
25%.
So about $1,250. So $1,250 you should put in some sort of precious metal.
And precious metals.
And some sort of physical precious metals.
Absolutely. Okay. And if you're a wealthy investor, you should have up to 30 to 40%.
All right, let me read this story. We'll come back to this because this is
okay.
This is very important, I think. This gold and silver in understanding this, because you watch this and it's kind of, I mean, you tell me if I'm wrong, but it's kind of signposts. These are warning signs for the rest of us to kind of look to, are they not?
Absolutely, yes.
Okay, here's a story out of Activist Post. This is Kroger. If you don't know what Kroger is, if you've never been to Georgia or a big part of the South, Kroger is a grocery store like A&P in the North or... You know, I don't know.
We had
Wiggly.
One in Florida and one out of business.
Okay. Well, Kroger stops giving customer change. When I say change, I mean like quarters, dimes, and nickels. As nationwide coin shortage worsens. Due to an ongoing and in some respect a worsening coin shortage, the Kroger company has stopped returning coins to cash-paying customers. At the same time, remainders can be donated to a charity or transferred to a customer's loyalty card. Kroger's not giving you you pay, you know, something's $1.42 and you give them $2. They're not giving you your 58 cents back.
We're moving away from physical currency, Daniel. That's the answer to that question.
What does that mean?
Discouraging the use of physical currency.
What does that mean to you?
Well, we're moving in the direction of a digital currency. This is the first early stages of that.
So they're using the coronavirus as an excuse for this, but really, this is all part
yes.
of a much bigger plan to, we're going digital anyway, we're getting rid of cash and coin. We're going to start with coins because people don't care about coins. So we're going to get rid of the coins like, oh, well, coronavirus is a shortage of them, so we're just nothing
we're
to see here.
We're going to get rid of paper money.
How realistic is that?
Very realistic,
well,
Kevin.
Looks like
it's
they're
not
doing
a question
it.
Of it, it's a question of when it happens.
What is that? When you think about that and our audience hears that, what should they think? They're getting rid of coins and next will be paper money. What goes through your mind?
That's why you need physical gold and silver. I can't stress the reason more importantly than what we've just discussed.
In late June, which was last month, just, you know, 3 or 4 weeks ago, supermarket chain Meijer, Inc. told customers at 250 stores that self-checkout registers will only accept electronic payment only due to a national coin shortage.
Yes.
Besides Kroger and Meijer, Dollar Tree, Wawa. I don't even know what Wawa is. Maybe that's some regional store. I don't even know what it is. But Wawa,
we got a Wawa in Florida. It's a gas station and a convenience store. A very big operation. We got just one that I'm aware of.
Well, Wawa. Well, there you go. Well, Wawa is not taking cash anymore. I've also reported coin shortages resulting in cash paying customers not being able to receive exact change. So,
we're going to a cashless society, Daniel. These are the early stages of it.
How... I don't even know where to go with that. I mean, how long, is there a time frame in your mind on this?
Pretty hard to predict at this point, but I would think within the next 2-3 years, it'll definitely be in place.
I've had people tell me point blank, the next 24 months, all the G7, all the major G7 countries will have their money running on digital money.
That's about right.
Wow. So you're backing up. See, this is why I bring these things up. When I, ladies and gentlemen, when I tell you three or four sources are telling me one thing, if I were you, I'd probably listen, because you hear what just happened. I've had two sources now tell me about this, about the digital currency, 24 months. What did Joseph Meijer just say? He just confirmed it. Yeah, that's probably about right.
Yeah.
So some of the smartest people in these areas in the country who come on this show, some of the people behind the scenes who don't necessarily want to say these things publicly, they're telling me these things.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Pay attention.
Yeah, I would pay attention. That's all I can say. Here's another story. Representative Mooney, he's from the House of Representatives from West Virginia. He seeks to audit gold intervention, ban federal tax on precious metals. I didn't know there was a federal. I thought there was some of the state's tax. I didn't know there was a federal tax on precious metals. Anyway, does that mean anything to you, this story? Audit gold intervention.
Haven't had an order to Fort Knox since the end of the Korean War in 1953, so we don't know with certainty how much gold is truly on deposit. We purport to own 8,300 tons, but it's not been verified in many, many decades.
What level of confidence, 0 to 100%, what level of confidence would you have that America actually has the amount of gold that they claim to?
50%.
15?
50.
Oh,
50. 50-50. You say it's 50-50.
Yeah.
Well, you're an optimist.
Yeah.
I have
zero.
I have less than five.
Well, I'm hoping for the best, preparing for the worst.
I heard that stuff in Fort Knox is all tungsten.
Well, I've heard all kind of things, and who knows what they're... You know, these are just rumors. I don't know.
It's rumors.
Here's what I'm basing my less than 5% prediction on. We probably do have some gold, just for show or whatever. We probably do. I don't believe it's what we claim, because we haven't counted it since like 1953, like you said.
And they're supposed to count it every year or every 5 years.
So if they're not counting it for, what's that, 67 years? 67 years, they haven't counted it, really counted it? I mean, really counted it?
Something wrong there.
Well, you got to understand, Daniel, as you and Kevin know, we were only on a gold standard from 1944 to 1971, 27 years. We now been off the gold standard 49 years. So when you think how much paper money has been printed and how much gold you would have to back that, there's no wonder we probably got a hell of a lot less gold than we purport to own, if we own even that amount. But it would be interesting to have an audit and finally know just how much is actually there.
We got 2 or 3 minutes. Your newsletter is essential right now. I can't stress this enough. It's just about the best thing I've read, especially for our audience. I got a general sense of... You know, our audience, for me, I want something quick, concise, complicated issues. I want them made simple, and I want actionable items. That's what I want from a financial newsletter, and this delivery is your number. Why should they buy this and get on this right now?
Because I tell you the truth. I have no reason to mislead you. I write the most informative newsletter in the country. I'm sure you'll agree. We tell you what you need to know, why you need to know, and what you can and should be doing about it. Part of the subscription to the newsletter allows you to have access to me, to call me with any questions you may have about what I write in the newsletter. You can always call me directly, 386-677-8642. As a Power Hour listener, you get the one-year subscription at the six-month subscription price. Save a full $110 at $149.95. You can't beat it.
Ladies and gentlemen, I would pay $150 just to be able to call Joseph for a year. Just so I had Joseph, so if I had a question, I can call Joseph. I mean, I'm not even talking about the newsletter. I would pay that just so Joseph Meyer could be on my speed dial if I had a real important question.
And you call me.
And I do call you. That's right, I do call you. I do call you. I run things by you. I see when Kate, there's the music. You made a call on silver. Last time you were on was like a week and a half ago. Silver's up like a dollar and a half since then. Where are we going with
we're
silver?
We're going to 21, 28, 35, and then 50.
There you go. Time frame? When will it be 28? When will it be 50?
Probably see 28 in early 2021 and 50
there we go.
In early 2022.
Gotta go. StraightMoneyAnalysis.com, 386-677-8642.
Not antibiotics. But what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams Probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? Thepowermall.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com today.